discuss topics this evening, and you have, I suppose, enough time to elaborate on them. So you better have brought your A game tonight. Wayne, what did you be buying?
No, I brought my B game. Yeah, I'm going back to a perennial favorite, British American Tobacco. There's a 6% dividend yield. It's in a single-digit price-earnings ratio. I mean, the price hasn't really recovered dramatically since the big big fall-off that we saw, and this generates serious cash flows. Smoking has, other than in South Africa, survived all the lockdowns. There were very few restrictions on smoking, and it's a very good cash generator. And they've got all of these new products that are actually doing reasonably well. So yeah, it's a little bit boring. It's a little bit of a utility pick, and I have picked it before. But once again, I'm going to go for British American Tobacco.
Okay. David, how about you for some sauce?
Juliet, I was looking through Nike's numbers. They are absolutely outstanding. They're back in profit. And why I bring it up is just I wish our apparel retailers could actually look at the Nike model. Admittedly, Nike is a brand that's selling through its own stores. But, you know, it's focusing on stay-at-home people who are buying casual, you know, casual apparel, casual wear. Not only that, but they're also their offering. If you look at their shoe offering, they've got limited brands, you know, or and that, which are absolutely outstanding and appeal to younger consumers as well. So it's really a super result. And why I'm recommending them is that management still see strong growth, you know, into the future as a result of where we are, and you know, as a result of changed tastes.
Well, I mean, so it's
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's just really interesting to see the share graph of Nike, because Nike's also now, did they not hit a record today? Or, I mean, they're up, 9% today? I mean, it makes you nervous to buy in, because you think, well, have I missed the boat here?
You know, that's the point, is that you think you've missed the boat, but everybody
else... It just goes up, yeah.
Yeah, it's suddenly people have realized, hold on a sec, this is a good company and they're doing the right thing. And, you know, they're focusing on where the demand is. But why, you know, if we look at our apparel retailers and that, that's what people want to do. They want to walk around the whole day in gym wear or, you know, or active wear and that, and active shoes. You know, the day of the back polished toe caps, that doesn't work anymore. You know, you've got to have these these Michael Jordan or whatever they are. You've never seen shoes like this as well. You know, and incredibly attractive, you know, for younger people, not for my generation. Now,
Shapiro, oh, how many Nike shoes do you have?
Converse, man. Which is?
Oh, you got Converse.
Who's Converse? I think it is Nike.
Well, there you go.
Which big brand owns it? Yeah.
You're a Birkenstock kind of guy. I don't know. Wayne is a Woolworths faithful, I suspect.
No. I'm Macro and Pick and Pay clothing.
Well, I suppose that allows you room to spend splash out and other things. So I shall leave it there. David and Wayne, thanks for joining us this evening. May you have a fantastic Heritage Day tomorrow. And that is it from Stockwatch for this week. David Shapiro, of course, from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. And we'll be back on Monday next week. In the meantime, have a good evening and a great day off tomorrow. Thank you.